Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Your alarm clock banger right there. Passion Pit, Little Secrets, Jordan Silver and Friends, 96.5 The Buzz. Dude, Chris, for all the fireworks in the area being canceled on the 4th of July, there were a damn lot of fireworks in the area on the 4th of July.
It was like a battle zone.
That's what I thought. When I was watching it from my apartment, I was like, is this what war is like? And someone goes, it's not this colorful. You love fireworks.
I sure do.
This is your thing.
It absolutely is.
We all need to know your experience this weekend.
It was, I got my fireworks supply from Big Max Fireworks Independence, of course.
And God, I hope we're not sponsored by anybody else.
And so, unfortunately, my daughter does not like the fireworks. So we started off with the smaller ones, and then she started to get a little scared. Mm-hmm. So we had to bring her inside. So we didn't get the full family 4th of July, so just me and my brother had to go light off the fireworks by ourselves.
How did he like that? Because I remember last year, he was the funniest person at the fireworks. You were setting them off by your house. We were all there, the rest of the show, Stacy, Dustin, and I, and all he kept saying is, man, I want to go inside and play on the internet.
It was as humid and hot as last year, so he was in a similar sentiment, but he was a good sport and helped me light off those amazing fireworks, and the neighbors got a free show from us.
That's how I felt when I was watching it from my apartment. When all of the fireworks are going off, I was like, thank you, thank you, thank you for spending that money. There's a meme going around that says, quote, my neighbor must have spent $34,000 on fireworks this year, because that's what it feels like.
Yeah, there with the cancellation of those fireworks, it was, I thought maybe it would be popular this year, but it was beyond. People basically spent every last dime they had to blow things up. Neighbors down the street, it was, and big ones.
Yeah.
I'd almost shook my foundation off the house.
Off the what?
Off the house.
It's not, I didn't know you were Canadian, Chris. Oh, so is that what you did this weekend?
Yeah, unfortunately, I wasn't able to get into the pool because the weather wasn't too cooperative with that.
Don't make them think that it is a big pool. It is a child's pool.
It is a beautiful container of water that you can relax in. What'd you do this weekend, Jordan?
Well, actually, I mean, I saw the fireworks from my house.
Yeah?
That eclipse sucked.
The lunar one?
That was stupid. I was telling everybody, you guys, there's going to be an eclipse. Starts at 10:04. The best part is going to be at 11:29. We're all sitting in my house looking at the moon and, like, nothing's happening. Mm-hmm. It was a stupid eclipse. It was something that did some shadow thing rather than something getting in front of the moon and the sun and the blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, those are the less exciting ones. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Also, I did karaoke this weekend.
How did that go with the COVID mask situation?
Since it was at a restaurant, we didn't have to wear a mask, but everybody got a microphone condom. And if you sung, you put the microphone condom on, right?
Yeah.
And then you took off your mask, you went over and you sung, and then you could keep your microphone condom for the next time you sing.
Not an actual condom, right?
No, no, no. It's like these things that we have right here. But they were throwaway. Little microphone condoms. It looked like the hat that the lunch ladies would wear.
Mm-hmm.
But like very small to go on a microphone.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
So my friends and I do this thing on Sundays where we meet up in our friend's parking garage, and everybody except for me brings a skateboard or, you know, roller skates and stuff. Mm-hmm. We listen to music and we have a couple drinks and everybody skates around and whatever. And we do it safely, social distancing. But one of our friends wasn't with us for the 4th of July. And so when we were catching up with where everybody's been for the holiday, she goes, oh, I was at my house with my family. And it was the first time that my little cousins did poppers. When I say poppers, what do you think of?
Jalapeno poppers?
Okay, no.
Aren't they a little young for spicy foods?
Well, they're a little young for what I thought she was talking about as well, because poppers, and this is the first place it goes in my head, poppers are a club drug. Poppers are a club drug.
Yeah,
and I was like, how old are these kids? And she's just like, 5, 6, 7. I was like, you let them do poppers?
That's a little young for that. You can't be giving children drugs.
Right, but no, I guess it's a firework.
Like the little white snappy things?
Yeah, that's apparently what a popper is. But the first place that my brain goes when someone says that their little nephews did poppers, it's the club drug.
Music, world, local, and unofficial holidays. We're digging deep into history because we're all a bunch of nerds. And bringing you On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and Friends.
Chris, what did you listen to growing up?
Ace of Base, John Michael Montgomery.
That?
Beethoven.
Okay. I guess Beethoven doesn't count as being inspired by the event that happened on this day in 1957. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, man, that is the big bang of moments in modern music history. And BuzzFam, I'm going to need your help when we get to that point.
Maybe.
That's exactly why I'm going to need your help, Buzz family, because Chris doesn't believe that it is the biggest. Anyway, we'll get there. Today is Monday, July 6th. Apparently, like, we're the only people working. Nobody.
Yeah, where is everybody else?
I don't know.
Are they on vacation still?
Are we just suckers?
Did we have today off?
I don't think so. We got to do history, so let's just keep going with this. Tell us what happened on this day in 2016, please.
To the relief of many people and mothers out there, Pokemon Go is released.
Did you ever play?
No. But I did see the massive amount of people that were venturing out into the parks and looking for their little animals. Did you play?
No, but I did ask a girl on a date once.
Yeah.
Like, I think it would have been in 2016. And she's like, do you want to go play Pokemon Go as our date? And I was like, no, you're too young for me.
You would have been like 37.
Move on.
On this day in 2014, the state of Washington legalizes recreational marijuana, the second after Colorado, and here's what one local had to say.
It's amazing. I'm not a criminal anymore. I can't go to jail for small amounts of marijuana. You know, I'm free to be free.
And high as hell. 24/7.
And what this is America. Why can't you be, right?
Man, listen, with COVID. Yes, it should be. They should just make it legal completely. We're just sitting at our houses bored anyway.
Yeah. On this day in 2009, two members announced they're leaving Panic at the Disco, which Spencer Smith and Brandon Urie. Here's what Spencer had to say.
You know, John and Ryan had been doing the same thing. Sort of towards the end of touring, they had been working on some songs together. And that was just kind of right around the time that we realized that where we wanted to go wasn't particularly matching up.
Yeah, they said that Brendan wanted to do more pop kind of music and that they wanted to do more rock kind of music. So when they talked to the members of the band, it was kind of like an amicable split between the old members of Panic at the Disco and the new ones. I will say, though, Brendan was right. Are you kidding me?
I know how Brendan is doing in the pop world. How are their other bandmates doing in the rock world?
Exactly.
On this day in 1994, Forrest Gump hits the theaters.
It's funny what a young man recollects.
You're the same as everybody else. You are no different.
Are you stupid or something?
Mama's as stupid does.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Forrest Gump.
Jenny has not aged well in that movie, as far as her character goes.
She gets very sick. Doesn't she die of AIDS?
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about her horrible character throughout the movie. Because when it first came out,
you gotta be more specific then, okay, buddy? Because shoot,
because people were love that story, but then after years and people were thinking about it, she was a terrible friend to Mr. Gump. You disagree with me?
I don't think it's that simple.
Oh, really?
You know, I mean, she had her own storyline that wasn't part of the movie. Mm-hmm. She'd been through her own stuff. Jenny was. Mm-hmm. At least went through all of her stuff. Shoot, she got into cocaine. So remember, like, the end of that movie?
That still allows her to just use Forrest as she pleases and completely disregard his feelings and life. And just as soon as she's ready to go, she can just abandon him again?
Or maybe he was attached to her because, you know, that was he was in love with her and she was beautiful. And she was trying to get rid of him. And finally, she just gave him what he wanted and then left and died.
She should not have let him on into his entire life.
What? Come on. Are you serious? She didn't lead him on. He was in love with her.
Do you know what she did to him at that college in that dorm room?
Yeah, the same thing happened to a lot of people at college in their dorm room. Are you kidding me?
She should have. She said, Forrest, I think this ends here. We should go our separate ways. But she didn't. She held
Listen, not
on.
Everybody married their first love, okay? Other people have had to have experiences where they've met and dated other people and things have happened.
Forrest and Jenny got married. On this day in 1983, the Supreme Court rules retirement plans can't pay women less.
That's a year after I was born.
1983. That's when they decide that. Thought that would have happened before, like with the Equal Pay Act.
That's still not equal pay, I'm telling you.
On this day in 1957.
That's what I'm talking about.
John Lennon and Paul McCartney meet for the first time. Here's John Lennon describing that experience.
Paul met me the first day I did Bebopalula live on stage. And we met and we talked after the show. And I saw he had talent. And I turned around to him right then on first meeting and said, do you want to join the group?
And then the Beatles formed.
Well, the Beatles formed years and years and years later. That was just the moment to which John Lennon and Paul McCartney met backstage at the Walton Fete in Liverpool, and it created where modern music is right now. It was the moment that did it. These two men, if they had not met, could you imagine the alternate 1985 we would be in right now?
Minus the Beatles?
Yeah. Could you imagine what music would sound like if the Beatles didn't figure it all out for everybody and then...
There'd probably be no Nirvana.
There would be no Nirvana. There would be.
So maybe it's
because Kurt Cobain was a huge fan of the Beatles. About a Girl was his attempt at writing a Beatles song. It was the big Buzz family, let me know if you agree or if you don't agree. Our new text line number 913-576-7965. That's the big bang in modern music when John Lennon meets Paul McCartney, and I'm so glad we live in a world where that happened musically.
Well, also on this day in 1957, the Harry S. Truman Library opened locally. Here's a news clip from that day.
In Independence, Missouri, the Harry S. Truman Library becomes a reality. The Truman Library houses 3.5 million documents, the records of a 7-year term of office that comprise an invaluable research center.
I have not been yet, have you?
No, because it was closed when my parents were here because of the government shutdown, and I just haven't. One day. It's definitely not open right now.
On this day in 1944, Jackie Robinson refuses to move to the back of the bus.
Do you know more about this story?
Very little.
What do you know from the story? Nothing?
That he moves to the back of the bus. Doesn't move to the back of the bus. What do you know?
He was in the military, and he was sitting next to a woman, and the bus driver was like, you can't sit next to that woman. And he refused. Then he goes to court, military court, and almost received a dishonorable discharge.
That what he's almost court-martialed over?
Mm-hmm. But he had a good defense. Look it up if you want to know more about it. And he got out of that completely scot-free. And 4 years later, it's like the MVP of baseball. Wins like the MVP award as well. So,
On this day in 1941, the New York Yankees unveil a monument to Lou Gehrig. When I was younger, I questioned why a parent would name their child after a disease.
Are you kidding me?
And then I realized that they named the disease after him. Doesn't Laszlo have Lou Gehrig's disease?
No, I think he's afraid of it.
Oh. So he doesn't have it.
I don't know. He wouldn't tell any of us if he did. He's a secretive man.
On this day in 1887, the King of Hawaii is forced to sign the Bayonet Constitution, which relinquishes most of his power to the legislator.
That sucks. Mm. I'm telling you. If you were the King of Hawaii, oh my God, I would fight till death. Do not take my kingdom away from me.
That would be a hard signature. You're literally signing your kingdom away.
Well, it sounds like we gave him more options than we gave the Native Americans historically, which is awful. Mm. All right.
Unofficial holidays?
Mm-hmm.
It is Kissing Day. You can go and celebrate by going and finding someone to kiss, but first you do legally need to get consent.
That's right, damn it. Consent is sexy.
And it is Fried Chicken Day. In order to celebrate, you can go to churches.
What?
You can go celebrate by going to churches and ordering a Tukendine chicken dinner. I will throw Church's Chicken spicy tenders up against any tenders in the country.
You want somebody to get some for you?
Could they?
You could have used the space right now that we're using to be like, all right, go to churches, get two chicken dinners, bring one to 7,000 Squib Road.
Please do. It is virtually Hug a Virtual Assistant Day.
That sounds perverted.
My first thought was how and why.
Yeah.
Yes. We shouldn't be encouraging relationships with machines.
Hey, you know what? You know what?
What?
I've looked into it.
You never know when that info will come in handy. Like maybe for your pub quiz night. That was On This Day in History. With Jordan Silver and friends. On the Buzz. Jordan Silver and friends. News. On 96.5 The Buzz.
When talking about their next album, Tyler Joseph of 21 Pilots said he wasn't interested in reacting to the current events that's going on, but admitted he wasn't really sure which direction that they're going to go. There are two very different records, in my opinion, to be written, he said. This would be their fifth album.
He says he doesn't want to react to the current events, yet they wrote the quarantine song. I'm a little concerned. I made a whole video around that. Mm. I guess maybe that's their one thing they're doing for that. That band, man. If they jump, it's in the news. I'm excited to hear what they have for new music.
And Vanilla Ice canceled his concert in Austin, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Here is Vanilla.
Gonna give you a little update about the concert in Austin. Basically, I'm not going. I didn't know the numbers were so crazy in Austin, but we were hoping that it would be a lot better by 4th of July.
What numbers are you talking about?
So he thought that they would be, the COVID numbers would be going down. And I'm sure it had nothing to do with the fact that they only sold 284 tickets.
Maybe that's what he's talking about, numbers.
Yeah.
He blamed it, just like a politician. He blamed it on the fact that it was COVID numbers, but really it's bad. Oh, that sucks. Mm. But nobody should be playing concerts.
No. Be safe.
All right, what else?
Got to bring it down a little bit, Jordan. The day after the 4th of July is one of the busiest days for the Kansas City Parks and Rec Department. Kelly Jander with the KCPNR said that she was blown away, for a lack of a better term. We barely made a dent in things. We've had dozens of volunteers out in the city at all the parks, and they cannot get control of the trash from the fireworks from this weekend. It's kind of crazy that people would blow up this amount and not pick any of it up, she said.
Yeah, it's a mess.
People, pick up your trash.
Did you pick up yours?
Absolutely. I picked up all the little pieces and everything.
I'm so proud of you. You're a leader in this community.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pick up your trash. Well, I mean, people shoot things, I don't know, 7 million feet into the air. They don't know where it's going to land. If we cleaned up well, which we did, after the Chiefs parade, the victory parade, we could still do this.
Absolutely. And the Tony Hawk Pro Skater documentary, that will include never-before-seen footage and interviews with Tony Hawk as well as other legendary pro skaters, was announced it will be released August 18th, which is a few weeks before the release of the new video games being re-released.
Skateboarding's hot right now.
Sure is.
Jordan Silver on the bus.
I have this thing in my life, and my parents have it as well. My brother does too. It's a family thing where people just like to open up to us. Random people.
Mm-hmm.
Random people. Like when my dad and I got here, when I was moving here, we went to a Walmart. We're walking in, and this woman comes out, and she just is like, I don't know what I'm going to do about this thing, and blah, 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 blah. She just has this full conversation with us, and we just look at each other. We don't know who this lady is. We don't know her problems. Just, there's something about me and the vibe that I put out that just the weirdest things that you could never guess could happen are the things that happen. Like this one time I ordered a bike, right? Got the box, opened it up, pulled the bike out. It had one wheel.
What? They forgot a wheel?
They forgot a wheel. Who gets the one with one wheel? Me. I didn't order a unicycle.
Kind of important.
If I had a dollar for every time that I go to the bathroom somewhere and then I'm just doing my own business and all of a sudden the lights shut off.
That happens a lot. Really?
Yes. It's because I'm super unlucky. So I had this thing happen this weekend. It was a holiday weekend. I had a couple drinks, you know, and because of that and the fact that I'm getting close to 40, hangovers suck.
They lasting longer?
And stay, yes. And hurting more. Gross. Way, way, way more. It's awful. Like two-day hangovers.
Why do you continue? Ugh.
Because it's fun. Anyway, so I've been eating really well. But I decided, you know, no, screw it. I want something greasy and, you know.
Okay. So you ordered something?
Yep. I went to McDonald's and I ordered a quarter pounder with cheese. And I ordered it just like that.
Okay.
Could I have the number two? The quarter pounder with cheese. Okay, cool.
Simple.
What do you want to drink? Coke. Cool. What size? Medium. Sounds good. Pull around. Pay the person. Thank you very much. Go to the next window. Pick up your food. I do. Put it in my car. Drive all the way home. Bring it all the way upstairs to my apartment, open it up, and I looked at the hamburger, and it had no cheese. No cheese.
Follow the show. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. Jordan with an I.
I was looking for something on my computer, and I didn't have it pulled up in time when we did that last talk break, but I have it now, and I almost broke into that Weezer song because...
You were laughing pretty hard when you found it.
There's this thing that happens. I call them Jordanisms. It's the absolute least most expected thing that could happen in a situation to screw it up. It is what happens. I told you I ordered a quarter pounder with cheese. And it didn't come with cheese. It's in the name. And it doesn't always happen with food. I mean, I've told you this story before. The one time in my life I was lucky and I knew someone and I got to go on a private plane.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Uber picked me up and then the woman was crying.
Yeah.
Because she was mad at her husband.
Yeah.
And so she's like crying about her life and then it's like, all right, where am I dropping you off? Oh, hi, I need to go to a private plane. You're really bringing this one time in my life moment down. Also, it's not that it always happens at McDonald's, but the note that I saw was one time I ordered McDonald's chicken nuggets, okay? I ordered McDonald's chicken nuggets.
Okay, what would happen?
Got home, opened it up. It was cookies.
What?
There were no nuggets in there. It was cookies. I'm telling you, the weirdest stuff happens to me.
Jordan Silver on the bus.
Man, I'm not going to know what rest feels like for 10 years. And it's not because I'm having a kid.
I think 10 years is probably on the short end of the stick from the research I've been doing on this.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be easy. I just want you
easy,
fully prepared.
Why does everybody think that I think it's going to be easy? Are you kidding me? This project is probably one of the hardest things anyone could possibly ever do. Only an idiot would want to do this. Only an idiot. And it's
okay, well, then I think we're on the same page as far as what kind of person this calls.
Right, yes. I completely agree with that. Only a fool, only a dummy, a real moron would follow their heart into a project like this. But, I mean, as I've said before, when I go in to something, when I go all in. And, man, out of all of my free time for a three-day weekend, mm-hmm. I probably spent 90% of that free time just working on this project.
Really?
Researching, talking to people, understanding things, being realistic about patterns and ways to get to where I need to be. Like, I haven't blinked. I haven't blinked mm-hmm. in 4 days.
From what you gathered, does it seem like it could happen?
Well, that's a hard question. And now there's other people that are involved that want it too.
Yeah. You're not the only one in the city.
No.
Don't forget that.
No. It's gonna be a battle. I don't know if people didn't do things that were so outrageous and didn't seem like they could be done, we wouldn't be anywhere as a society. We went to the damn moon, all right? Let's be real.
If we don't have people that are crazy, ridiculous, and don't follow their passions, we'd live in a boring society.
That's what I'm saying. There wouldn't be advancements in technology, medicine, any of that. So it takes the crazy person
mm-hmm.
with the crazy idea.
Crazy passion.
Who doesn't have kids, so they don't have, you know, responsibilities beyond feeding themselves and their own cat to do this project. I've got, oh my God, so much information for you.
I think you've demonstrated you're fully aware of the consequences and the hardships and stress that you're about to endure if this goes through.
Yeah. I'm completely realistic about that, which is...
And do you plan on staying here long-term to make it worthwhile to you?
Are you kidding me? Yes, I've never wanted to buy a house anywhere in all the places that I've lived, which has been a lot of places. I have never in my heart went like, you know what? I want to buy a house here until I move to Kansas City. And I'm telling you, just with even getting this idea up off of the ground, because, I mean, there's a slim chance this is going to happen. Mm-hmm. And not because of my willingness, but because there's laws and a lot of technical red tape that we have to go through with this process. But the community, it's a perfect example of why I love Kansas City so much. There is no better judge of how you feel about something like seeing something in person, you know? Like when you break up with your ex and you're like, do I still love them? Do I not? Then you see them and you're mm-hmm. like, oh, I hate you. Boom. There you go.
Makes it real.
Yeah. You get your natural reaction and you know how you feel about things. And that's why on Friday, my friends and I decided to take a little trip to KCK.
To the castle?
Old Shawnee Road. And see it in person.
Did it live up to the mystical expectations that you were expecting?
Mm-hmm.
So when you first set your eyes upon it, describe the experience.
I took it in as a whole. And I couldn't believe how well it is still standing. Like how well built it was. Mm-hmm. I would look in between the bricks at the mortar joints and just be like, that was put there in 1871. And this passes my most important house buying test, which is the Big Bad Wolf test.
You want to make sure it's not going to be blown away?
There's no way that Sour Castle is getting blown away at all. But just seeing it, I got a vibe. You know, it's like when you fall in love. The mm-hmm. house was calling me. And again, I know this is how every scary movie on the planet starts. But there's something else there. I don't know. Like, I'm not afraid of the ghosts. God, listen to that sentence. I mean,
that definitely helps that you don't believe in the fact that this house is haunted.
Well, I don't even need to not believe in ghosts because so many people have reached out to me donating, saying that they're going to donate their time, their services, electric companies. I got as far as people that do paranormal research that were like, we'll get rid of that damn ghost.
Really?
Yeah, to somebody that does gardening. It was like, I'll help you clean up the lands. So many carpenters are like, I will donate my time to help fix this place up. Sour Castle.
The fact that the community is willing to help you out for this.
That's Kansas City, though. You know, that's Kansas City. That's why I love it here so much. That sense of pride in things that are part of this city is unbelievable. Completely unbelievable. So many people want to just volunteer their time to help with this project. And, I mean, that's what I did all weekend, was organize what the hell I'm supposed to do, how the hell I'm going to get there, who the hell can help me, what the hell's going on.
Oh, that's
going
to be a big list.
It is. It's ridiculous. Like, I closed my computer last night at 8 o'clock after just 4 hours of straight working on it.
Mm-hmm.
That was the very end of it. And I was like, oh, damn. If this is what it feels like to just do this part of it, what is it going to feel like to possibly restore?
Yeah. And it's on the
Sour
National
it is.
Historic Registry. So there's a whole slew of things you got to follow with that.
Right. I don't want to change anything. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. The inside, no one knows. Nobody's been in there in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
No one probably can go in there. But, you know, I don't know. So many people have given me ideas. They're like, hey, you should turn it into a bed and breakfast.
What do you think about that?
I hate that idea.
Why?
Because I've been to so many historic places in the country that has happened to. And I feel like when you turn it into a bed and breakfast, it gets rid of the magic, the reason that it's there, the history. It becomes something that you make a profit off of. Cool. I'm glad that I'm in the same house as so-and-so, but X amount of people have stayed at this bed and breakfast. It just gets rid of the real reason that I want to do it.
If you restore this castle, people are obviously going to want to tour it.
Exactly. That's the point. People haven't been able to see this thing in, since I'm pretty sure it was the 80s where somebody was trying to get money to help restore it. And they did t-shirts and everything about Sour Castle. And some people got to see it, but people haven't seen this. What am I doing with my life other than this? Finish the radio show. Go take a tiny nap. Go over to my castle. No, I know it's crazy. And so many people have tried to do this before. And they've run into problems because the owner, apparently it's a pattern that he like kind of waits to pay the taxes. And then it goes up on the auction block. And then he pays it. So I don't know.
So there's a chance of it not even going to the sale.
There's a 99% chance that it's not going to go up for auction. But that 1%, man, that 1%, I'm going to be ready for that 1%. And it's 2020. I'm telling you, weirder stuff has happened. I am so crazy. I can't even go in my head to the bad part of it. And I think this is what the human brain does when you try to attempt a project this big. Obviously, if I were to sit there and think about it, it makes no sense. Mm-hmm. I'm not a millionaire. There's nothing special about me versus anybody else who's tried this. I would just be very lucky if everything went into place and I was able to be the person to lead restoring it.
You have a passion about this in the historical aspect, not a personal way as an investment for yourself. This is about bettering the community and trying to restore what's lost.
I know. My heart is in the right place. That's just what's so wild about this. Because this is, on paper, this is the dumbest idea that anyone has ever had, especially some 38-year-old
me. I don't know if you have a financial advisor, but I can't imagine he's anywhere thrilled with this.
How do you know my
news?
Financial advisor's a man?
Financial person?
You're learning.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
You are doing the 7 a.m. news recap before the 8.
Tyler Joseph of 21 Pilots said he doesn't know where the direction of their fifth album will go in a couple possible different directions. And the Vanilla Ice cancels a 4th of July gig after a rise in corona cases and not due to the low ticket sales of 284.
That's what.
KC parks were trashed after the 4th of July weekend after nobody picked up after themselves. And the Tony Hawk Pro Skater documentary will be released August 18th.
Right before the game. Hell yeah.
All and
right. What's going on in the 8 o'clock news? Because this hashtag Black Death and hashtag bubonic plague. Good morning, Buzz family.
Good morning.
This is the number one and number two thing trending right now.
The good news.
Oh, thank you for starting with that, Chris. Thank you.
China has reduced new corona cases to almost zero.
Oh, no.
The bad news is they are reporting a bubonic plague case. China is reporting that they have a bubonic plague case. They're asking residents of the area to not hunt wild animals during the time being.
Please stop. 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 Really? I will. Let's just all, you know, we're wearing our masks. Let's all swear off meat, too. Let's just, we're done. Mm. Not that that has anything to do. I don't even know what a bubonic plague is, because the only time I've ever heard of one is in the damn Bible. All right?
It's not good.
No. What the hell is a bubonic plague? Are we bleeding out the eyes? I don't even know.
I think that's one of the symptoms, yes.
Is it like locusts or whatever? Just start raining down.
And blood just boils off you.
The four horsemen of the apocalypse.
It's coming. The end is near. But the NFL
are
planning to have a song, Lift Every Voice and Sing, known as the Black National Anthem. They want that played before every game in week one of the NFL season, to be played before the Star Spangled Banner. And this will begin with their first game of the season on September 10th here in Kansas City when we play the Houstons. Here's a little clip of the Black National Anthem.
That song was called Lift Every Voice and Sing, and yeah, the NFL is going to be playing it right before the national anthem. Steph Curry, the basketball player, tweeted, what the hell is the point of this? What does this do? That's where people are at with it right now. All right, what else is going on in news?
Well, there's a new mask that tries to make it easier to eat and drink while wearing it. It has a zipper that allows straws and morsels of food to pass through. You can search zipper mask on Google, but be careful, because you'll get a few other results as well.
Put your incognito mode on. All right, what else?
Jordan, how do you determine a dog's human age?
7, right?
No.
What?
A new research in a medical journal is debunking that method. Based on the study, they said a 1-year-old dog compares to a 30-year-old. And a 4-year-old dog is a 52-year-old human.
How did they come to this?
They studied the DNA of the dogs and then advanced by age, and we don't age at the same time, so they came up with a new graph.
So how old is it?
A 1-year-old dog would be as similar to a 30-year-old person. So I'm a 1-year-old dog right now, basically.
Well, that's if you do it the reverse. So how... It used to be every 7.
Yes.
But now it is...
There's no...
Is there a chart somewhere that the Buzz family
can
look at?
Yeah, you can Google the new dog chart, but it's on a graph that is not an even 7-7-7-7-7.
Right, so now you can know how old your dog really is according to new science. Also, while there's a Black Death and bubonic plague going on, oh my God.
Thanks for downloading the podcast and hanging out with us today. If you want to see what's going on when the show's not on air, follow Jordan Silver on Instagram. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. That's J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.